to the show. Live today, OddsTrader.com studio, Circa Resort and Casino, OddsTrader.com. Download the free OddsTrader app right now. Start winning with up to the second info that you need, real-time bet tracking. You can also compare sportsbook sign-up bonuses all at the website, OddsTrader.com. More golf with Indy Jeff coming up in 5 minutes. Great reaction on Monday and yesterday to the dumbest things or events that you've ever bet on. We were talking about that game that we called it In Between. It's, I think, known as AC Ducey more throughout the country. But some of the reaction that we got, and this will explain to you how crazy out of control some of the pots can get. This is from Richard. It was Richard and five other guys, and they called it Between the Sheets. I'm the dealer in a hotel room. We're using sugar packets as chips. Each sugar packet is $2. Everybody is in. You start off with $12 in the pot, so you can bet whatever you want. Minimum bet is $2 up to whatever the pot is. It keeps getting, you keep adding it up. It's roughly at $400. I'm the dealer. I draw an ace, so you have to call it high or low on the first ace. And after looking at all the cards, I'd call low on the next card if it comes up automatically, so the high would be, you know. I draw another ace. So he's got ace, ace. Now I have double the pot. It was 400 in there. I lost $800 because he drew a third ace. It comes around to him again, roughly, when it's about $1,200 in the pot. It goes around two more times. He draws three king. He goes pot, gets another king, loses another $2,400. I mean, it can multiply like this, and the pot can go from $60 to $2,000 in the span of a half an hour.
So, guy, the guy's in junior high, and he's got $200 to his name, and he loses $600 and in between.
Yeah,
they're like, give me 200 now, give me 200 next month, and then we'll call it good. I know.
Yeah,
I mean, the game gets out of control. You're like, I can't lose it. Oh yes, it can. You know, king two. Oh, here comes the king.
There was a guy
double
who
the pot.
The same thing happened to another viewer who said I had one check left. Wrote the check, it cleared, and I just had to make payments after that.
Oh my God! Yeah, Kyler in Nebraska, 5-hour drive to Minneapolis for a friend's wedding. Made odds on the first person to cry. I took 800 from him, cashing on the best man. Sure.
The best man broke down, huh?
Kyle. Also, uncle wear a tie. A strange cousin show up. Drunkest cousin with odds. Will cousin T wear leather? Everything was written down in a brown paper bag. We continue adding it to funeral since then. Grandmother's viewing props they had. Dumb things to bet on.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they keep coming in every day nonstop. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I think this was the one from
people
John in
action.
Iowa. Yeah. Lost $1,200 in two hands as a poor high school kid. Mm. I had $200 in my checking account.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy game. I'll never play it again.
Yeah. We would do it in those high school, junior high baseball trips in the summer.
Right.
The kid lost all his meal money like in 2 hours. We were on a 5-day trip. He's eating Cheetos every day.
It's been too long. I have not been involved in a good card game,
between
house card game, in a long, long time. Used to play it all the time when I was younger. It was so fun.
Look what happened to me yesterday. I had what I have, the jack and the three. I go pot, it came ace. Yeah, what a fun game.
You want to deal them up?
Yeah, let's do it.
Go ahead. Fire away. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Indy Jeff Seely on the program coming up next. Who he likes this week. Long shots to win outright, matchups, top 5, 10s, 20s, all of it in golf coming up here on Follow the Money.
This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSiN Action Update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Number 19, San Diego State has won 10 consecutive games. They're a 10-point road favorite today at UNLV. It's Creighton visiting the Villanova Wildcats as 4-point road dogs. Creighton won the first meeting between the two, 86-70 in Omaha on February the 13th. The total at Finneran Pavilion, 146.5. The NBA's top two teams meet in Philadelphia today. The 76ers are the 2.5-point underdog of the Utah Jazz. 227.5, the total at Wells Fargo Center. The Toronto Maple Leafs, winners of three straight, -110 of the money line at Edmonton, even money. It's March, so it's time for the madness. Put the VSiN experts to work for you, watching the bubble teams, conference tournaments, and looking for those Cinderellas. Now's the time to start your free VSiN trial to get members-only daily email updates, our upcoming bracket betting guide, and 24/7 coverage. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe. With your action update, I'm Mike Sena.
Get the latest VSiN odds at VSIN.com. And remember, cashing tickets is what it's all about.
It's time to follow the money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Paulie Howard.
It's good to have you on board here. Follow the money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard, live in downtown Las Vegas, Circa Resort and Casino. Starting off this hour, talking a little bit of golf. And Indy Jeff joins the program now. Good morning, pal. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I also have a great in-between story. My senior year in high school, we had five guys go to South Padre Island, and we're all staying at a Days Inn. Our first day there, we had to start out with a $5 in-between pot, and ended up, the guy lost $400, and that was all his money for the entire trip. So he was borrowing money for the rest of us from the entire trip after losing $400 on the first day in between.
Oh, it's a great game. I didn't know everyone played it. I didn't know that was such a popular game, but that was growing up in kids in junior high. That was the fun game.
Sure, it's great.
You bet.
Oh my God! Mm-hmm. Well, who are you? I don't even know who you are anymore. You're hanging out with Jonah from Veep. He's on your podcast every week. He's telling Golden Globe after party stories.
Oh man, it was great. This week we recorded on Monday night, and the Golden Globes were just on this past weekend. And I was like, hey, we got to talk Golden Globe after parties. And it's really interesting. You'll hear a little bit on the pod. He's talking about how, you know, it's kind of a little bit of a humble brag, but how, you know, Veep was nominated for awards every single year they were on the show was around. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to the SAG Awards, the Golden Globes, the Emmys. He goes, after a while, you just get tired of going to all these award shows. And it's just interesting to hear some of these after parties. And I guess I didn't think about it, but he said it on the show, that on the pod, that, you know, he's... Veep it was running in conjunction with Game of Thrones. And so he's like, yeah, I'm just hanging. He's like, it's kind of like you just go to an office party, except your office party is the whole cast of Game of Thrones. And I was like, yeah, must be nice.
Oh, wow. That's nuts.
That's pretty good setup, I'd say. All right. So looking at this week's tournament, we've had, you know, it's like every single Thursday, Jeff, when the tournament gets here. Oh, great. There's three guys that are 8 under, four guys that are 7 under. And the tournament winner is 18, 19, 20 under. Is there a chance that we're not going to get that this week?
Guys, honestly, yeah, I think there's a chance. Last year, the winner was 4 under. It was Tyrrell Hatton because the wind picked up. If the wind is a factor here again, and it looks like it may be on Saturday and Sunday, then yeah, we could see some lower scores. But in years prior, 18, 19 has been the winner. And so, you know, obviously you got to have guys that can make birdies. The guys who can play in the wind a little bit as well. What's interesting, and I think it's a little bit of a small sample size, but it's become a popular narrative, is an American hasn't won this tournament in a long time. And so the Euros have been popular winners of this. Molinari, your Tyrrell Hatton won last year. So a lot of the Euros are popular picks and will be again this week.
Are they going to be popular with you?
A few will be, you know, like I said, when I looked at the favorites this week, guys, I mean, Rory is the favorite. His track record here is amazing. In my model, the top two guys were Bryson and Hovland, but their price is just low. I mean, Rory's 900, their two are plus 1200, plus 1250. I don't love those prices. I think they could be good in-play opportunities. If somebody jumps up to an early lead and we can get those guys, you know, 18 to one or so. But as of right now, no, that I'm a pass for those guys. I'm looking at guys more in the 20-1 range. All right.
DeChambeau's been a disaster to start in these last two tournaments. Getting off in the first couple of rounds, he's been horrendous.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think he had the most birdies in the field, but he also had a ton of bogeys. He had one round where he shot the course record. Morikawa tied him, but he shot the course record one day and shot like nine birdies. So. He's getting there with birdie-wise. It's just he's struggling with some blow-up holes, and that's been bringing his score down. And it'll be interesting this week because there's a par four, basically a par four island green, and if he starts, you know, getting behind and starts gambling, going for that thing, it's going to make for some good hijinks.
For all the money, Paulie and Mitch, VSiN, Indy, Jeff Seeley, our guests, get the text messages program. They come in before every round. Cutmaker Jeff on Twitter, listen to the podcast as well. Tell us about the mid-range plays in your odds you use or FanDuel. Tell us about your top three guys.
Guys, I like Sungjae Im this week. He's an absolutely elite ball striker who also putts well here, having gained an average of 2 strokes putting in his last 2 appearances. In both cases, he finished third. Add to that putting, he's gained 9 strokes off the tee to green, and Sungjae is an absolute beast here. His form is good with 4 top 10s in his last 8 tournaments. including a second at the Masters back in the fall. I like Matthew Fitzpatrick at 22-1. He's also putted well here, gaining 3 strokes putting over his last 6 with Bay Hill. He gained 7 strokes tee to green his last 2 times here. The current form gives us no reason to believe he can't do it again. He's finished inside the top 12 in 3 of his last 6 tournaments, but he still has yet to win in the U.S. He has as good a chance as any, so I like Matthew Fitzpatrick. And then a guy who won just a few weeks ago, this is just purely a price play guy, but Patrick Reed, maybe the most polarizing player on the PGA Tour, but you can't deny the guy's talent. Nobody's better on and around the greens. He has struggled off the tee here 2 years ago, but aside from that, he is 15th and 7th in 2 of his last 3 visits. So I like Reed at this price at 20-1 or higher.
Okay. How about longer shots that you also played top 20 on?
I did. So I played these guys outright to win small and then top 20 plays. Jason Kokrak, who's 38-1 on FanDuel now, is a really good form. He's made 5 straight cuts, finished 9th last week at the concession. He's finished 18th and 10th in his last 2 visits here, grades out number 6 overall in my model. He's gained an average of 6 strokes putting over his last 2 events, which is huge for Kokrak because he can absolutely bomb it off the tee. So if his irons hold up, his putting stays there, I expect him to be in the hunt on Sunday. And Sam Feel the Burns, 43-1 on FanDuel. Been the most underrated player on tour since the restart, guys. In 17 tournaments, he has 8 top 25s, including 3 top 10s. Grades out 7th overall in my model, highlighted by his elite putting on Bermuda greens. Love Burns this week. And then a bomb. I played top 20, played him to win outright. Cam Davis has never played here. But if his putter holds up, he will be in the hunt for sure. He's gained an average of 6 strokes tee to green over his last 5 events. We know the ball striking's there. He has 4 top 10s since January of 2020, including an 8th at the Honda Classic, also in Florida, and a 3rd at the Amex just a little over a year ago. Earlier in the year. So, like Cam Davis, like Sam Field of Burns, and like Jason Kokrak.
Okay, so to recap the outrights, M, Reed, Kokrak, Burns, and Davis. Did I forget anybody?
Fitzpatrick.
Fitzpatrick, there you go. Okay, then tell us which matchups you like.
So yeah, I played Bryson over Rory this week. Again, as a price play, you can get plus money on Bryson. I think Bryson actually gets it together. He has played well here in the past. So I played Bryson at plus money over Rory. I played Reed, who I mentioned earlier, over Paul Casey. Paul Casey could very well perform here. But again, I really like Reed a lot this week. And then I played Matt Jones over Victor Perez at minus 125.
Okay, very good. You know, Jeff, I can't recall if we had this conversation on or off the air, but it was give or take a month ago when Victor Hovland had like a meltdown, and I was like, God, can you imagine how good he is going to be if he can figure everything out? And then you actually came back, and the player that you said, imagine if Morikawa figures everything out. For one weekend only, you know, going back to last weekend, those two guys finished 1-2, and Hovland again fell on his face. I mean, if he can eliminate that, the future of these two golfers, I mean, it's insane what their ceilings are like.
It is. And guys, I mean, I was a week early on Morikawa, and what I didn't realize, and I didn't realize until the broadcast, is that he had been working with folks on his putting and his chipping on Bermuda in Florida, working with some local guys down at Paul Azing and the like. And all of a sudden that made a huge difference. And the putts that he usually missed, these 10 footers, these 8 footers, I mean, I think I counted at one point on Saturday, I think it was, that he had like 8 birdies, and in his 8 birdies, he had like 80 feet of putts that he made. And I was like, that's just not sustainable for Colin Morikawa. If that's Patrick Reed, okay. If that's Webb Simpson, okay. But it's not for Morikawa, and he did it, and he didn't fold. He's mentally tough. That's 3 wins on the PGA Tour now. The talent's unbelievable. And you guys saw Hovland's 1 blow-up hole. I think it was on Friday where he had, you know, an 8. Aside from that, Hovland could have won. So, no, I totally agree. Guys are limited for both these guys, and they're so easy to root for.
Yep.
Right? They're not whiners. I mean, you saw Hovland after he had an 8. The guy still has a smile on him.
Yes.
If he was Spieth, could you imagine what Spieth would have done?
Oh, God. Great point.
So they're so easy to root for.
Yep. All right. So your nickname is Indie Jeff. Do you plan on going to any games at all? Do you even look at getting tickets to anything for the Madness that we have coming up in a few weeks in your city?
You know, it's funny you say that. I am gonna out in the opening round. Since we do have sports books here now, I'm getting a party bus with a group, and we're gonna go to some of the sports books, which I think should be a ton of fun.
Nice.
And then I'm gonna try to get tickets for the weekend. to one of the games, because there are obviously a lot of opportunities to watch some fun matchups. I think it'll be fun. So yeah, I'm going to try to get some tickets. I don't think it'll be super super difficult. They won't have huge crowds, but it will be a lot of fun. And very unique, right? What a unique setup this year, and the experience was probably a once-in-a-lifetime thing. I think it'll be a ton of fun.
Yep, no question. Again, subscribe to the podcast. It is the Cutmaker Podcast, available everywhere, and you can now follow Jeff on Twitter. He is at Cutmaker. Jeff, good to talk to you again, pal. Good luck this week.
Thanks, fellas. Take care.
Yep, there you go. Okay.
Every
I don't think Matt Youmans is going to like his pick of Pat Reed.
Every golfer he gave out to win, everyone has better odds here at Circa compared to FanDuel. Coke Rack is 47-1 here. They're 38-1 at FanDuel.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And a lot of times they tinker with this and the prices even go up higher. You get better value on the guys.
So Jeff Davis does that. They keep it at a you know, the hold percentage. I think it's around 12.5% or 15% on the golf tournaments every week. I know it's one of those two numbers. But then if you just pay attention to, like, the numbers here at Circa from Monday and then, like, all the way through today and how they change today, it's incredible how they move some of the numbers. And you can find guys here sometimes at 70-1 that are 35-1 at other decent books or 40-1. They do an amazing job with their golf prices.
Starting to get some NBA numbers in.
Are we?
Yep,
okay.
Yep. Sacramento's favored. LeBron's going to miss his first game. Sacramento opened 3.5. How about that? No LeBron, no AD, and Kuzma and Gasol didn't play last night. We'll see if they play tonight.
Is that his decision, LeBron?
He
wants a night off?
Huh? Yeah. What is the line in this Toronto game? How do you make a number? Siakam, out. OG, out. Van Vliet, out. I believe Nurse out, coaching staff out. You're out with three starters. You got all these guys with COVID. What, you're playing Detroit. I mean, how do you make the number?
Well, by the way, that's going to go beyond the All-Star break or the All-Star game anyway.
All those guys are out for that. Yeah.
I believe that's the report that I saw last night. Out for that long.
Yeah. My God.
Is this accurate? Did I see a sendout of 7.5 for Toronto? I mean, they are taking on one of the worst teams in the entire league tonight in Detroit.
I couldn't find it. Man.
They'd probably still be laying 10 against Houston if they were playing that team tonight.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. Out until the All-Star break.
Okay, until the All-Star break.
The big three. My God.
Mm-hmm.
And the Nets are 8 against Houston. I mean, what, don't you think Harden's going to have something for him tonight?
Oh,
you're going against the worst team in the league? They lost 12 in a row? I mean, it's...
Absolutely, Paul. It's a good angle.
And there was a, you know,
can the Rockets stay within 8 of the Nets?
I don't see how that can be.
They're the worst team in the NBA right now. Yeah. They can't score. Right. Their roster is miserable.
And that was not the time. There was a good article. I think David Purdom retweeted or not a good time to jump in and say, "Wow, the Jazz are hot. Let me take a bet on them now." They just had the epic run ATS. Now they've lost a couple games. They're laying 3.5 at Philly. That's what the sendout is.
Yeah, I'm not laying the number with the Jazz.
No, now we're getting carried away.
No.
It was 134-123 Utah in the first meeting. Philly is 15-3 at home. But I think that this is too much now. Utah laying 3.5 on the road. Mm. And Atlanta's got another back-to-back. And Atlanta opened a 4.5-point favorite.
Do you see a number on Charlotte and Minnesota?
I have Charlotte 1. Can that be
that
right?
That can't be right.
That can't be
that
right.
That cannot be right unless
one?
There's something that we don't know about right now. Again, Minnesota right there with Detroit. Houston, worst teams in the NBA. Charlotte's good. This is not breaking news. That team can play some basketball. And if they're one, I don't know. I'm seeing the same thing.
I got Minnesota 1.5 at another spot.
Okay, we got to find out what we're missing then. That doesn't make any sense.
I know, somebody's...
Doesn't Minnesota have 7 wins on the year?
Yeah. They're terrible. Oh yeah, absolutely. And I got Dallas seven or eight tonight against OKC. OKC is on a 10-2-1 run first quarter and a 12-3 run first half.
OKC has good numbers on the road as well. They're, I think, the second best team covering games on the road for the entire year. The T-Wolves are 7-28 overall. They're 1-9 in their last 10. And the Hornets, meanwhile, they're the number 8 seed in the Eastern Conference. All right. I'll try to find out whatever we can on on that game because that number's, well, again, fishy. What are you doing something when a point spread or a number is fishy?
Yeah.
Stay away usually.
Oh, that's all over the place.
Now
I see some 2.5s now too, but that's...
I'd like to see this a little bit more with the Lakers and the Suns bet.
Yeah, right.
Hey,
this is great.
LeBron, just take it. You know, again, we don't need the division. Don't need, you know, to win 50 games this year in the regular season. You can take a night off. It's okay. You know, take it easy. Don't kill yourself out there. Clippers, same thing. Suns are like, nah, screw it. We're going to go for it. We want the one seed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. Seeing plenty of 7.5s on with the Raptors. That's a tough number to make. Tough line to make.
Yeah.
3 starters out.
All right, email is always open. It is ftm@vsin.com, ftm for follow the money at vsin.com. Other ways to get in touch with the show on Twitter, @vsinlive, @MitchMossRadio, and @PaulieHoward. Up next, some college football observations for next season. At least one team is playing all Power 5 opponents, and a playoff team did not catch many breaks with their schedule. Details next. Days for your winnings. Cash out instantly with Bet Rivers' new feature, Rush Pay. Get your cash when you want it at Bet Rivers Sportsbook, the industry leader with exclusive bets, daily specials, odds boosts, and the most in-play betting options out there. As always, get $250 for a match bonus, fastest payouts, and a one-time playthrough at Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Offer valid in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Virginia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Available at PlaySugarHouse.com in New Jersey. You must be 21. Gambling problem? Illinois, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. The number is 1-800-GAMBLER. Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Colorado, 1-800-522-4700. In Michigan, that number is 1-800-270-7117. And in Virginia, 1-888-532-3500. Not valid in Iowa.
Good news yesterday. Exciting news. I got goosebumps. Pac-12 released their 2020 conference schedule, their whole schedule. UCLA will be the first Pac-12 team in action. They host Hawaii August 28th. Non-conference slate includes Oregon State at Purdue September 4th, Stanford and Kansas State same day, UCLA-LSU same day, Oregon at Ohio State September 11th, Colorado at A&M, Washington at Michigan, BYU plays Arizona, Utah, Arizona State, Washington State, and USC on their schedule.
Wow, okay.
Stanford plays at USC on the first conference game of the season, September 11th. Both teams will resume their rivalry with Notre Dame, and the Pac-12 title game will now be out here December 3rd. Moves to Las Vegas. Schedule released. Let's go. And these guys they will play anybody non-conference.
Well,
this is great.
Yeah, this is a tweet from Stuart Mandel. Can't remember the last time I saw this. Stanford is playing only Power 5 opponents this season. Can you recall that happening?
No.
Where a Power 5 played nothing but Power 5 teams on their entire conference, or their entire schedule. They played 12 games, 9 of them, of course, Pac-12 games, because that's how you're supposed to do it.
Right.
They play Notre Dame November 27th, but they also play K-State. That's on a neutral in Arlington, Texas, and they play at Vandy.
Good for them.
So, yeah, I wish more teams would actually get to that point. Yeah,
we couldn't get it last year, but we get it this year. Oregon at Ohio State. Too bad the game's not in Eugene.
Yeah.
That's a great match.
That would have been nice.
There are some good non-conference games there.
Well, this is an angle that you can make note of, and make sure you follow Brad Powers on Twitter as well. Great observation from him. Notre Dame's opponents and who they face prior to Notre Dame in 2021. Look at how many teams they play coming off the bye. First of all, the opener is against Florida State, so it's the opener for both games. Toledo, okay, they play Norfolk State the week before Notre Dame. Purdue plays UConn. But before Wisconsin plays Notre Dame, Wisconsin has a bye. The following week, Cincy plays Notre Dame. The week before that, Cincy has a bye. Same thing with Va-Tech. Same thing with USC, North Carolina. Navy plays Tulsa before they play Notre Dame. Virginia has a bye before they play them. And then Georgia Tech, they play BC before Notre Dame. Stanford plays Cal before Notre Dame. But, I mean, to have that many teams on your slate, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and basically 5 in a row that are coming off of a bye week?
Wow.
A playoff team in Notre Dame? That kind of a schedule? I mean, we are talking about no favors there. And it's a solid schedule, again, as always, for this team. I don't think it's amazing this year, but it's still pretty, it's good. It's definitely good. And then what'd you hear about Alabama?
100% capacity.
Is that what it's going to be?
Yeah. You saw what happened in Texas, too. Everybody open it all up. No mask mandate. Here you go. It's what was great to see fans with a lot of these hockey games. I don't know, dude. I think the Devils, the Devils and some, but the Rangers have had fans back.
Golden Knights had like 3,000 the other night.
Yep. And then there were three hockey teams that added fans return yesterday, too. Was it Pittsburgh, Jersey, and somebody? I can't recall.
Yeah.
But there's a big difference between full capacity compared to 3,000.
Sure. But, you know, in that 2,000 to 3,500 range, you can still create a pretty decent environment. And the atmosphere can be somewhat loud. I think back to a year ago again in that Big East tournament when they had like 2,000 people, I think, at the Garden for the St. John's game. And people are laughing about it. I think they had allowed a couple hundred people in that game.
Well, you still can't
and
tell.
I'm texting people. I'm like, this is louder than when they have 10,000 people.
Yeah, right. You still can't tell because of what they're doing back at the studio with the broadcast of what's piped in and what, you know, other business.
Sure.
Sometimes you can't even hear them, even though, you know, there shouldn't be that loud with 3,000 people. But I like that every Vegas night player saluted the fans on Monday.
Good job out of them.
Yep.
We can get to NBA, NHL tonight as well. I know we were talking about the numbers that were popping here recently. Loaded schedule overall. This team is a dismal 3-11 ATS at home and 12-1-1 to the under.
Are you ready? Download the PointsBet app now. Sign up using promo code VSIN2K. Get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. And when you bet with PointsBet, you get faster bets, withdrawals, and fast rewards at your fingertips. Download the app now to experience this premium book for yourself. Must be 21. Terms and conditions apply. 1-800-GAMBLER for crisis counseling and referral services. There we go. Let's run through it, baby. We got a lot to get to. I did a triple take. The Capitals have beat the Bruins 18-21. How can that be? How? But this division is nutty when you see how close this is in the East. That you have Washington with 28 points, the Islanders with 28, Boston with 26, Philly and Pittsburgh with 25.
Yeah.
I mean, a good team is going to miss the playoffs here. But the Bruins bounced back after getting humiliated in a couple games, and they were great against the Rangers. And they opened $1.55 here. 6.5, I think that's too high. 6.5 here at Circle with the total as well. But that's astonishing that the Capitals are 5-3 Boston, 4-3 Washington, the first two meetings this year. Washington third in scoring. So a good game on national TV coming up. And here we go again. I know it's getting a lot of national news, as it should, what the Maple Leafs are doing. So they open $1.15 against Edmonton. I mean, this team is the real deal. And as we talked about like before vacation, 2-3 weeks ago, if this team continues to get defense and goaltending like this, watch out. Not only are they going to be kings in the North, they're going to make a deep postseason run. But they should be able to win that division and advance to the conference finals because they have so much talent to begin with if the defense continues to play like this. And all three games head-to-head have gone under against Edmonton, and they shut Edmonton out. They're shutting people out with third-string goalies here. Hutchinson, Campbell, doesn't matter. And And you have to love how they're playing. Now, you can still find, and we'll do it coming up, but you still see as low as 285 at PointsBet to win the North. They win this game. I mean, they're going to be, they're up 8 points on Edmonton. They have a game in hand. They're up 7 points on Winnipeg. I mean, Winnipeg's a little bit fugazi. I mean, they're not on Toronto's level. And they win this game tonight. Put the baby to bed. You can lay 280.
Well,
Toronto's winning the division.
Okay, what do you think of the number in this game tonight?
I like it. I'll come right back with them. Oilers haven't been able to solve them and score. Yeah, come right back with Toronto.
I will ask you this again. Does it seem a little bit fishy today?
No, because no. Well, no, that's what they keep making the number, but.
Mm-hmm. Oilers haven't scored here. Last two games against them.
And it doesn't matter who's been in goal either. Which bet? Well, you know, why is it a 6.5 again? That's another one. But I really like this. I mean, 36 points. And Edmonton has 28, and they got the game in hand. 17-4-2 overall.
It could be one of those situations where, because we saw this a lot in the first part of the season with these teams playing like back-to-back. A team takes the first one. Okay, they got that one. And then the second game goes to the other team. Well, now that the Maple Leafs have taken two in a row, they have a comfy lead in that division, and it could be like, okay, we're good right now. We're glad we took the first two, and now we'll lay back a little bit here
tonight. You got the numbers here? They're number one in power play goals. You have the percentage?
No, I don't.
Yeah, so that's another thing. If Edmonton,
it's come down a little bit, but it's still around 30%, I believe.
If Edmonton's going to go into the box, they're going to take them out. I think you get a huge effort out of Colorado. This worked earlier the year for me. When they won 8-0 after getting humiliated by St. Louis. Well, you can't lose to San Jose like that. I mean, what was that? They got run out by San Jose. By the way, Colorado's played 9 straight unders in the first period. 9 straight unders first period for Colorado. How about, if you don't know, I know it's a little risky. They were $1.80 in the last game and got housed. They're like, I'm out there 215. To win in regulation is $1.40. So I like Colorado to win in regulation, $1.40. They bounce back, and they beat San Jose after getting beat. And then I'll tell you this one. Check the goalies. NHL _ goaltending. A lot of good follows on Twitter. If it's going to be Dansk tonight, because they're supposed to give Fleury some rest and some time off.
He needs it.
If they play Dansk, the third string goalie, I don't care what he's done at the lower level. You have to take the Wild at a nice plus price. Plus 130, something like that. And they just blew the first game. Monday.
They had a 4-2 lead in the third period.
Yeah, with 7 minutes left.
Exactly right.
Right, and Fleury's been incredible. If they play this Dansk kid tonight, and who knows what's going on with Leonard? They still don't know when he's coming back. That's a fishy story, but more on that later. But you have to take the Wild, check what the Knights do in goal tonight.
What would you play it at? Because the number I don't think is going to remain where it is right now if we know, you know, get that news. Could be baked into it a little bit right now as
well. That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, Crosby with the COVID. Well, how much do stars affect the hockey line? I don't know. And a price. Matthews, Crosby, McDavid. Hot goalies, Fleury. The drop-off between Fleury and Dansk is huge. I don't know.
We saw
that's
it again.
That's a question for Jeff Davis and the crew.
Saw last night with Vasilevsky, right? Is that his third consecutive shutout?
Is that what it is?
Did I see that right?
Man.
I mean, okay, here we go now with that team coming on again. But I'm with you on that. I mean, if you could find $1.20 plus 120 in that range, if Fleury's not going to go tonight for the Golden Knights, that would certainly be worth... I mean, again, the Wild the other night were catching a big number, a decent number, had them down 4-2, couldn't hang on to the lead.
Weird schedule. Not a lot of games, and 4 of them are late. 6:30, 7, 7:30, 7 with the late starts. Again,
I got news on why the Toronto game was a 7 o'clock Pacific game.
Is it a holiday?
Night. They had a doubleheader on Sportsnet.
Oh, they did?
From what I was told, yes.
Oh, okay. All right, good. Colorado, 9 straight unders first period. Penguins, 8 straight unders first period. Dallas, 15-2 to the under. First period. Giddy up.
Yeah, let me give
now
you some more numbers tonight in the NBA to pay that off. The Nets playing the Rockets. I'm seeing 227 for the total tonight. I'm actually looking at the Nets at some spots as high as 9.5.
All right.
Rockets 3-11 ATS at home. They're 12-1-1 to the under.
12-1-1 to the under, yeah. Nice under run. Okay.
And I went back and looked at some of the recent scores. I mean, they scored 90 against Cleveland.
And guys out for Charlotte.
Looks like why
it's 1-1 or pick.
Hayward, Zeller, Graham out tonight. Still, it's the Timberwolves, and they're around 1 in this game. Hornets are 13-4 to the over on the road. Sixers tonight, they're one of the best teams in basketball at home. They're taking on the Jazz, but the Sixers are 15-3 so far, straight up at home, 12-6 ATS. And that number is Utah Lane, again, in that range of What are you talking about? Three and a half?
Yeah. I saw 3.5. I guess, I don't know. Who knows what these numbers early in the morning?
Yeah.
That's what I saw, but it could be a rogue number.
And the Kings are 14-5 over at home. I know you get some opposite trends here. Lakers are 14-3 under on the road. But the Kings can't cover at home anyway. No LeBron tonight. They're 6-13 ATS at home.
That was funny. You're like, is that his decision? Well, you think Vogel's like, hey, I need you.
No, I didn't see if he got hurt last
night.
That's
right. Oh, okay, right. Yeah.
I didn't, to be honest. No. And Bulls play at the Pelicans. Bulls 11-4 ATS on the road. Pelicans fifth, high total here. I liked it the other night when it was 235 against the Jazz. But tonight, this total I'm looking at is around, what, 237.5, I think, against Chicago. And the Pelicans are 15-2 over at home.
This could be nuts tonight. You don't have LeBron. You don't have Davis. You're not going to have Gasol. Kuzma and Caruso could be out, too. Sacramento 3. It's like the Pistons game. Toronto's got 5 guys out and coaches.
I know. We will go shopping next for division prices. I was going to say any interest in a team that was 5 out at like 250-1. But they lost last night. So I'll give you the rundown of that coming up next.
Sign up for the DraftKings Sportsbook now and get a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Simply download the app, sign up using promo code VEASAN, and get started with the only top-rated book that matters, DraftKings. You can bet on it. If you or somebody you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions. Get up there. Great promo.
You can do a little shopping here. NHL division prices updated. NBA division prices. I think this is a good exercise to do. Every single week. Hopefully we can find you some value every week. If not, we can talk about stuff that has moved that we have found in previous weeks. We can begin in the NHL here. Odds via Circa. We have 4 books that we'll look at in the NHL. Some of them might be similar. Some of them might be way off. But Circa, Bet Rivers, PointsBet, and BetMGM for the Eastern Conference in the NHL. Again, this Bruins number here now has come way back. They were as high as, what I think, minus 275 not that long ago.
It's a hound's breakfast, that division. You could still get a great price on the Capitals, who are tied for first. Great price out there. A lot of people not buying them.
I see plus 650 right now at BetMGM.
Oh, wow. Tied for first. Look at the Islanders. You can get the Islanders at 8-1.
See, that's the team that I brought up last week. I think they were 15-1. I had my eye on.
They were that high?
I think it was last week.
Really?
They were 15-1, yeah. Good, very good price recently on the Islanders.
Sure, and made a great run in the bubble. Wow. That's a lot of respect. Plus, a lot of this is convoluted, too, with who's missed, who had pause, and who's back some of these games. But again, Washington 28, Islanders 28, Bruins 26, Flyers 25, Pittsburgh 25. Great, wow, some big prices on a lot of those teams.
That's in the good. East. Yeah, in the north?
King of the North, yeah. 285 on the Leafs at points bet, 375 at Bet Rivers, $3 at Bet MGM. I don't care. Come right back tonight. They're playing great hockey right now. Take out the Oilers again. Well, the Oilers score. Put the prop up, yeah, right? So, and again, if Toronto wins tonight, it's a huge lead in the division. And they're just Winnipeg and Edmonton can't touch Toronto, number one. And number two, they're doing this with guys out and third-string goalies. And so far, so good. So far, so good.
Can I ask you this? Is there any prayer the Canadians can turn this around?
Yes, absolutely.
They won their last game.
Sure. Well, now they're firing another guy now. Sean Burke's the new goaltending coach.
Yeah, I saw that. I ask you that because I know for the division now, they're 11 points back. But for the first time in a while, you can actually find a good number because they were right there with Toronto for the first month or so of the season.
They're not winning the division.
I know. They're 15-1.
No, no shot. But they got to hopefully it wakes these guys up. I mean, people are getting fired left and right. Let's go. I mean, they spent all that money in the offseason. You had so much success in the bubble. You were pesky. You beat Pittsburgh. You gave Philly all they could handle. You got off to the hot start. What's going on? Price can't stop a beach ball. That's problem number one. But And then the special teams stink.
It is funny, though. I will remind people again, for our Canadian audience that we have, and we're on all over that great country.
They were all over it.
The people in that city...
Frauds, they said.
They said, just wait, guys, it's coming. Yeah. It happens every single year where my friends, right, Abs friend, you know, fans, they get super stoked. Like, this is finally the year, and the drop-off comes at some point. I'd like to see him be really, really good.
Yeah, I know you've been there and you couldn't get tickets or what tickets were going for and you were in the nosebleeds. It's great how they support the Maple Leafs.
Oh, my God.
They haven't won a cup since 67. You know how many bad years they've had.
Put it this way.
They can't make a deep postseason run, what I mean.
I want to get the timeline straight here. I think I was there like in the winter of 2015 maybe. I think it was before it was official that Las Vegas was getting an expansion team. People were making the case that Toronto should have a second team.
Yeah.
Yes.
I wanted Quebec to get a team back, too.
That'd be good.
I'd love to see
Quebec. That'd be really good.
But that's, okay. That was something.
Who do you like in the West?
Yeah.
VGK, they played 18 games. They have 27 points. They're the leaders. They have 4 games in hand against the Blues. Blues are 20-1 at Bet Rivers.
I don't trust the Wild. It's either Colorado or VGK. And the VGK thing depends on... Colorado's been struggling a little bit.
Yeah, they have been.
They've surprised me. And VGK got the big split out of the 4 games so far against Colorado. But I got to know what's going on with Leonard. I mean, there's something going on there. This is not an injury, okay? And I'll just leave it at that. It doesn't – the guy shows up. He there was also apparently an argument, too, between him and a member of the coaching staff. It didn't go over well. But he shows up to the rink. He's the first guy off the ice. He's going to start that night. He shows up to the rink, and all of a sudden, it's like we haven't seen him since.
Yeah,
he's hurt. Okay, something's going on. But that one's it's going to be Vegas or Colorado to me, and then it's bye time on Tampa. I think Carolina's very good. So is Florida, and those are two very good games they just played head to head, Carolina and Florida. But it's just, I guess it's a motivation thing with Tampa, but they're so damn good, and now you see how well they are defensively, and Vasilevsky's standing on his head. But yeah, Carolina's good too. But that it's kind of like stuff with the NBA about the motivation and do you really care and what happens. But Florida's a very good team too.
Yep, I'd like to make the case for Carolina and Florida here. Carolina's high is +250.
Now the Blackhawks have shocked the hell out of me.
For sure.
With the Lankinen kid and even Subban played well the other night. But the Blackhawks, there's a big disparity there in games played because teams at the top were on pause. But the Blackhawks are a great story, yep. what they're doing.
And I'm mad at myself that I never grabbed that plus. It was higher than $12 here at Circon Florida. By the way, when you look at the standings compared to the odds, the Stars are in the 20 or 25-1 range. That's a team. Try to figure that out. They've played 17 games so far. That's it. They've had a couple of, the layoff was a long one for them.
I mentioned this yesterday, the great menu at Bet Rivers to win the MVP, McDavid's -240. We get a lot of emails on Marner for Toronto, 6-1. Apparently, his plus minus is off the charts, and he's playing well for Toronto.
Oh, wait a second here. Is he down to 6-1?
I got 6. What was it?
Last week when we were getting emails, he was 35-1.
Is that what it was?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Because it makes sense. They had guys out, most points in the league. The team did anyway. He was right there at the very top himself.
Coach of the Year, NBA, Quinn Snyder, $1.10. It's great to see this up. Great job, Bet Rivers. Docs +650. Monty Williams 8-1. I take a look at him. They're 3 back. If this continues with the Suns, 8-1.
It's feasible.
First place.
Did they have Thibodeau?
I didn't see him.
Okay.
He wasn't on the list. Or wasn't on the top 3. That's weird.
Oh, put it this way. Even if the Jazz have by far and away, let's say they win the Western Conference. I'm sorry, they're the one seed in the Western Conference in the playoffs. That doesn't mean that Quinn's going to win Coach of the Year by any stretch. If this continues with the Suns, I'll tell you what right now. If that team wins the Pacific Division, you're not going to give him Coach of the Year when they have the Lakers and the Clippers in front of them? I'm sorry, but that guy's going to be right in the mix. Has to be if this continues.
Yeah. Let me look it up while you do the rest of the NBA because I may have missed tips, but I didn't see him.
Okay.
That's odd. We wouldn't be on that list, what the Knicks are doing.
Bucks lost last night. Their lead over the Pacers and the Bulls is 5. That was a weird game. They got blown out at home by the Nuggets. But the Pacers, we saw them as high as 22-1 to win this division. The Pacers. That was at Bet Rivers. the Bulls are in the 150-1 range. I think it's not going to overtake the Bucks, but the Bucks go through some bizarre stretches. Look really good for a five-game stretch, and they lose five in a row. Look really good for a five-game stretch, and they get blown up by 30 against the Nuggets at home. In the Atlantic, I have a ticket on the Sixers at 3-1 from earlier on in the season. They're half a game up on the Nets. Nets are as high as a $2 favorite across the board, as low as 190, and the best I think you can do on the 76ers is in that plus 175 range right now. It's going to come down to those two teams. The Celtics are five games back. Raptors and the Knicks are 5.5 games back. And now look at what the Raptors are going through with all their players. Yeah. They're going to be out, you know, to the All-Star break. Celtics now on a nice run lately, but they're not in the same class as the 76ers or the Nets, in my opinion. And before last night, the Nets were 5 out and 250-1. They had the, you know, bad result in San Antonio. In the Southeast, the Heat go down to the Hawks last night. And the Heat were in the, they were getting as high as minus 335 before that game. They're a half a game up on Charlotte, who I have at 11-1, and they're two games up now on Atlanta. And Atlanta's price today probably is going to be coming down a little bit.
Oh, 265. Oh, that's great. The Heat at 265? Yeah.
You like that number?
Yes.
I not me.
Really?
No. Oh. I'm going to let, again, I have the Hornets 11-1. I'm going to let this play out for a little while. I think they can stick with the Heat for a while. That was a nice win by the Hawks all last night, all things considered.
How many games is Butler going to miss here? I mean, what's the deal? Come on. They took the coach of the year down, but other stuff up. Sixth man of the year, Clarkson's a $4 favorite.
Should be.
Rookie of the year, Ball's $5. Most improved, Grant's minus 230. Defensive player of the year, Rudy is $2.
I will say, all it takes, though, is one, you know, 10-game stretch where the player gets injured, because look at Christian Wood before.
Yeah.
He's now missed how many games? A bunch. And he was a $2 favorite to win that award. He goes out, and now Grant's 230. Well, what if Grant misses some time? Something happens to the Pistons where they can't play. That number, he's not going to be the, you know, a 230 favorite to win that award.
His prop is in that range every game, 23-24. Yeah. Because I know our prop bet guy liked him over a couple times.
I have Jaylen Brown at a pretty good number. I think I'm holding 26-1 on him.
Well, he's on the list.
Yeah, he's on there. Yeah. He's missing games too. Yeah. What do you want to do with the Mavs and the Spurs in the Southwest? Actually, Grizzlies now two games back. Pelicans 4.5 games back of San Antonio.
Memphis only two back now.
Yeah.
I think Dallas will pull away eventually. And then again, it all comes down to the schedule. Memphis had missed so many games, and so did San Antonio, that they're going to have to cram all those games in.
Yeah.
And I think Dallas will take off. But San Antonio continues to surprise people. I got them. I can't believe it. You're right. I got them 23-1. They haven't even played a game yet to win that division.
Blazers, seven games back of the Jazz, 100-1 to win the division.
Yeah.
I could see Dame get hot and go on a stretch where he, you know, averages 43 points in a 10-day span, like six games or whatever. But make up that much ground on a team that's just good, that's difficult. And then we're look at the Suns now, down to 7-1 at some spots. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Wednesdays with the Maestro, Mike Palm, coming up in about 10 minutes. We'll go over some name of bets that you can find tonight in the NBA.